Today, I would like to talk about the very, very first historical medium. Now, our first found medium was actually a female, and her name was Volspa. Now, this lady was a lady of the Varian race, living in about 6500 BC, and Volspa belonged to a tribe of white people called Hermans. They lived a nomadic life, wandering around the steppes of Europe. Volspa was related to two chiefs of the Varian tribes. One was her brother, and the other a husband. The two had a disagreement, and a challenge of mortal combat ensued. They had gone to do battle, and Volspa was grieving about the situation. Suddenly she becomes semi-conscious, probably a semi-trance state, and heard a loud voice call her name. She was amazed, for as she turned her head, she saw a huge man standing beside her. He radiated a bright light and was dressed as a warrior. The spirit told her he was Hermann, the first vanquisher of the black race. He said he had come to help her stop the death jewel of the two warriors. He told her the case of the jewel had been planned by the Antlintans, who were the black race. As the conversation continued, she was told the black people were planning, as soon as there was a victory, to defeat her people. Now Volspa, believing the spirit, rushed to the field of battle, and even though the fighting had commenced, she stepped between them. They were momentarily shocked by her appearance and stopped the conflict. As she told them of her vision, she spoke so dramatically they believed her. The warring parties shook hands and swore to follow the guidance of Hermann the Vanquisher. Further to prove, they searched the woods and found the black race preparing to attack the victor. The surprise reverse battle was soon over, with Volspa's people winning a major conflict as they returned from battle. They stopped to rest underneath an oak tree. Volspa was entranced again. Hermann the chief first spoke to them through Volspa. He promised that if he followed his guidance, the Bereans would have a great future. As he was about to finish, he said, "Do not forget me, Hermann the chief of all men, and above all, respect and worship to Ed Tad the Sibline, which was the great father." It appears that Volspa was the first person in recorded history to display through spiritual awareness and psychic powers the two great truths of our religion, that life exists after the change called death, and a belief in God. Until that time, the women of the Berean race were looked upon as slaves. They were shown no consideration other than to be enjoyed. Volspa, because of her psychic powers, became something close to divine, and at this time began to have authority over the tribe. With Volspa, women suddenly become people to be respected. Now, the oak tree became a symbol of sacred magnitude, because the men received their first visitation, an audience beneath its spreading boles. It was not long before the women of other tribes began to develop psychic powers, and using their vision beneath the oak tree for the guidance of their tribes to a better life.